I thought I would talk about people davening in satellite private minyanim. There's a lot of minyanim here in Great Neck. There are halachic issues that relate to having a minyan, you know, as opposed to going to the main shul. So Rav Arya Leibowitz, who's one of the Magidei Shir at Yishuv Vinus Kol Hanan and the rabbi of Young Israel of North Woodmere, he's written a number of Sfarim. So in his first Sefer, HaKon Alamo, on Tzitzit Tfilin and Tfila, he has a chapter on having a private minyan and davening in the private minyan. There's also an article in the Journal of Halakha Contemporary Society that was published in 2003 by a Dr. Stephen Oppenheimer, but he has communications with Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, Sefer Mavracha, Rav Moshe Sternbach, and Rav Schechter. So maybe at a later point in time I may refer to it, and it's also referenced in Rabbi Leibowitz's article. So Rabbi Leibowitz mentions that there are different ostensible rationales for having a minyan. Sometimes people want to have a minyan. Somebody's elderly or sick, they can't come to shul, or it's a little distant for the people to go, or sometimes they feel it's too cold, too hot. And then some do it because they want to have a little bit of a different minhag than the tzibur. Let's say, this I don't think is an issue in Great Neck, but let's say sometimes the shul might wait till Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say in the shul, they only end Shabbos at Rabbeinu Tam, much later on Motse Shabbos, they want to end Shabbos a little earlier. Or, excuse me, or they may want to daven a little quicker, the shul will daven slowly, assuming that to be the case. So he has different elements that, you know, have to be weighed. And he says the elements aren't like, you know, necessarily like an isur or that you have to do it, but it's like something, you know, in the calculus, you have to weigh them out. So the broad overview is, he says, is one element of Barobam Hadrat Melech. There's always a mitzvah to daven where more people are, Barobam Hadrat Melech. And then there's also an aspect of Kedusha Makom. The shul obviously has greater Kedusha than, or has Kedusha. Private home, you know, doesn't have Makom Kedusha. In other words, it's obviously always a mile of David in a shul. And then there are other times that shul might also, you know, trumpet. It might be issues of kavana, how many people are davening in this other place. Like sometimes it might be maybe an apartment where things are small. And then also the impact that it has on the shul and the impact it would have on the rav in the shul. You know, it could impact on the rav's, you know, income if people go away to these other minyanim. But, you know, conversely, it could be the other way around. You know, Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, Zichron Lebracha, my understanding is he was, you know, obviously a very prominent rabbi in Kew Garden Hills. So they would start different minyanim. He was there earlier when the community was just developing. When they would form different minyanim, he would give them a bracha, you know, and he wasn't in any way. He felt if the community grew, it would, like, everybody would rise together. It's like all the boats, you know, the water rises, all the boats rise together. So he felt it was a little positive. So let me talk about tonight in a few minutes about the concept of Barobam Hadrat Melech, which is a pasuk in Mishlei. It means in the multitude of people is the glory of the king being a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So many times Chazal have this klal. He quotes a whole slew of places where it's mentioned in Shas, but he says he breaks it down into three different categories where Barobam Hadrat Melech is applied. The first is when many people are doing the same mitzvah, even though each one is doing the same mitzvah, but there's still mitzvah for everybody to do the mitzvah together. Like he gives by Bikurim, people bring the first fruit to Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah for all the people. They would all gather together and go into Yerushalayim as a group, because Barobam Hadrat Melech. It's like, you know, let's say on a Motzei Shabbos when we do Kiddush Levana, so even though each one of us could do Kiddush Levana by themselves and make a bracha by themselves, it's more of a mitzvah if we do it together as a minyan. You know, everybody waits together and we all say the bracha together, that's more. Then there's also, if there's a mitzvah that could be done by Rabbim, it means if the mitzvah could be broken up and many people could do the mitzvah, that's also an application of Barobam Hadrat Melech. And he quotes the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. It mentions, you know, on Erev Pesach was the busiest day in the base of Mikdash. Everybody's bringing the Korban Pesach. And the Konim, so there are four avodot in every Korban, right? There's Shechita, when he slaughtered the animal, Kabbalah Sadam, receiving the blood, and the Kli Sharet, and then Holachat Adam, you're bringing the dam from the place where the animal was shechted to the Mizbeach, and then you have Zrikat Adam, applying the dam to the Mizbeach. So when it would come to the Holachat Adam, so the Kohanim would line up, again, there's a tremendous volume that's going on in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach. Like for shuls is what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, I think in the Beis HaMikdash, Erev Pesach would have to be the biggest day. So the Kohanim would line up up and like a bucket line and pass the kelim one for another. That's also an application of Barova Mahadrat Melech. And then the third application he has is even though one person is doing the mitzvah, but he's doing the presence of a lot of people. His example is the Kohen Gadol laying on Yom Kippur. He, the Kohen Gadol, would lay in front of a large group of people, and that would be an application of a Barova Mahadrat Melech. Then he says not only by the mitzvahs in general do you have Barova Mahadrat Melech, but you have it also by learning Torah. In other words, that if I'm learning by myself, there's a bigger mitzvah for me to learn with a group of people. He quotes from the Beir Halacha in Siman Kuf Nun Hey. He says, "V'nei etzam limud af shulomi biyachidi who gam kei mekayim mitzvah seishal Talmud Torah." Even though I'm learning by myself, I'm doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Shoyin mikomakom lecharchila mitzvah lahader kumashe cholamod b'chabura. Whatever a person could do, if he can learn with a large group of people, that's a bigger mitzvah. Let's say daf yomi. So a lot of people are doing daf yomi. They do it by themselves, and that's fine. That's a mitzvah. But if you could join a group of people, that's even a bigger mitzvah. And he says, "Shalideza yesh kvod shemayim yoter." There's greater vote for Shemayim when you learn with a group of people. There's a different level of spiritual, height. Even though you get sakhar for learning by yourself, he says Hashem writes it in the Sefer Zichronot. He says, anyway, there's a whole mila, and then there's a mila even, I was always taught, even if you learn in a base medrash, in other words, as opposed to learning in my house, even if I'm just learning by myself, but I go to Beis Medrash, that's also a Maila. And then by Tefillah, so the Magen Avraham brings down, even if I can gather 10 people in my house, there's a bigger mitzvah that I should do at Barovam in the shul where we're headed now. So, and then he brings down, even if there's a person, let's say you have 25 people, and you have two chiyuvim, two people want to daven mincha. We have 25 people who all don't want to daven mincha, and two of us are chiyuvim. So he quotes from Moshe Sternbach that the minyan shouldn't break apart. Like some people have the eitzah, I got a perfect eitzah. So 12 of us will go in this room or here, the 13 of us go here, and everybody's happy. We have two minyanim showing, everybody's happy. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says that's not right. It's better that everybody should stay together, and you have Barova Mahadrat Melech. And then by Kriyas Megillah, there's also an idea, for pursuing Nisa to have a larger group of people. Okay, now he says, even though there's an inyan of Barovam Hadrat Melech, they're mildest and more chashuv than Barovam Hadrat Melech. Well, let's all focus. Anybody have questions or anything? Okay, you want to say? Okay. So again, even though Barovam Hadrat Melech is an important value, there are other values that might trump it. Let's see, what would trump Barovam Hadrat Melech? You can't hear?
Can't hear? No, that would be an example.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so he has a different example. Okay, so he says, the truth is, the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah with the Beit Knesset in Alexandria, right? So it was so large, they had the flags waving, so the Mestama they couldn't hear, but it was Barovam Hadrat Melech. All right, let's see. Now, Va'amar Abaye, Abaye says, this is the Gemara Masechet Brachot on Daf Chet. Va'amar Abaye, Mireish HaBagrisna B'Gobeta. Originally, I studied in my house. I studied U'matzlina B'Beit Knesset. I would go to Shul to Daven. Came into Shemana Lahadamar Reb Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De Ula. Once I heard the memra from Reb Chiya Bar Ami, the name of Ula, Miyom Shechrabi to Mikdash Enel Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolamol or Rabot Shel Halacha Bolvad. From the time the Korban Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has the Arba Amot Shel Halacha. Means Hashem Shechina is found where people are discussing the Arba Amot Shel Halacha. Lo Hava Matzlina Ela Heichid Garisna. I only daven where I learn. We'll see. There's a whole machloket Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. He says, "Rabbi Ami Rabasi Avogav the Havelu Tleisar Bei Kenishta B'Tveria." Rabbi Rabasi, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, Lo Maslu Abeni Amudi Heichet Havu Garsi. They would only daven between the pillars of the Beis Medrash where they would study. So before we get into the details, clearly here we're saying there's a mila to daven in the place that you learn. That's clearly what the Gemara is saying. But what is the application? So Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gemara in Brachot, and I'm keeping an eye on the watch. The Shkia is in 2 minutes, then we'll wrap it up. Okay. So Rabbeinu Yonah says Pirshu Rabbanei Tzarfatzal, Shafilu below Asara Yuosin Kain. So the rabbis in France said that even without a minyan they would do this. So in other words, they had a base medrash, they're studying the base medrash, they felt the milat daven where I'm learning is so high that it even trumps going to a minyan. That's the Rabbanei Tzarfat. He says, that to daven the place where I'm learning day and night is better than davening in Kiddurin Oheva Katroshu Mitzvah Lachatir. The Rabbeinu Moshe's Al Pireish, but the Rambam explains Shlo Amru Elabasara. Rambam says no. It means if I have a minion where I'm learning, that trumps going to shul. If I have a minion where I'm learning, that trumps going to shul. He says, "Vim tomar kaimin shabasari upalim machidish bala hashmienu shechashub mekom kvida tori yotir bida knesset." So he says, so "What chiddush is that?" So the bottom line is, he says, "Shalfa pish bekneset mekaps in harbei bnei adam." Means even though in the shul, let's say there'd be 100 people, and here in the base medrash I have 15 people, but this is the place that I learn. So this is the way the Rambam. So we saw already that Rabbeinu Yonah has different shitot, but the Rambam learns that would trump the idea of Barovam Hadrat Melech. Now, the so it's clear, you know, that typically for our situations that there's a mila of Barovam Hadrat Melech, and we mentioned before about the shul in Alexandria had a tremendous number of people, and there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem to daven there. So the so one element that has to be weighed, and let's say I'm figuring out where I am going to daven on a Friday night, and there's, you know, like a minyan near my house, and there's, let's say, 15 people, and there's, let's say, 50 people, 50 people in the shul, and there's obviously Barovam Hadrat Melech. That's one element to take into account. So I think that's it, unless anybody has any questions.